What is the future of women's sports, especially in light of the transgender issue? That's our topic during this particular portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Terry Schilling, Executive Director of the American Principles Project. Their website is AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. Terry Schilling, great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jerry. I always love coming on with you.
Sure. Okay, women's sports got a big boost back many, a few decades ago with Title IX, and it basically allowed women to compete with women in sports. Now comes the transgender movement. So why don't you take over the conversation? How will this impact women's sports?
Well, Jerry, you bring up a very good point. One of the achievements of the feminist movement was creating safe spaces for them when it comes to using showers and locker rooms and bathrooms. And eventually, they created their own sports leagues so that they could have equal opportunities in athletics and in education. And what we're seeing now with the advent of the transgender movement in America is those reforms to create safe spaces for women and equal opportunities in education and athletics is being turned on its head. The transgender movement, for those of your listeners that don't know, believes that sex is not important. What is really important is your gender identity or who you identify as. So if you're a male, you can choose to identify as a female, and they want those males to be able to access the opportunities and spaces of women. And it's obviously not good. It's obviously against the spirit of Title IX and the civil rights fights that the feminists won. And there's a real movement, a strong movement, to push back against this insanity.
You know, it doesn't work biologically. I mean, it's just not fair. Why is that?
Well, Jerry, there's been lots of studies, ranging back for centuries. It's not just recent decades that have shown that men and women are different. We all know this is to be true. Our founding fathers would have said that it's a self-evident truth that men and women are different. But in the same respect, we have studied this scientifically, the biological differences between males and females, and there are so many of them. And ironically, when it comes to sports, they apply the most. Men have more bone density than women do. Men are taller on average. Men are typically faster. They have more muscle mass. And this just isn't, my feelings towards this or my opinion, this is actually what scientific research has shown time and time again. And it's all related to our hormones and our biological makeup. And it's why we needed to create Title IX. It's not a cultural thing that women didn't play sports or weren't able to compete against men. It's a biological thing. And that was really the root of Title IX.
You know, I have a kind of a funny little anecdote here. I used to run half marathons. Not that I was fast, but I would do it, for the fun of it and the exercise and so forth. And I enjoyed it. But again, I was very slow. But I remember one time I finished the half marathon, and then all the crowds were in great anticipation because they said that the first woman was coming to finish the first marathon. So in other words, it was both a full marathon and half marathon. The full marathon, 26.2 miles, I had just run the 13.1 miles, and I was so slow that the first woman to, cross the finish line for the first full marathon was coming, just a couple of minutes after I did. Now, I should point out that the first men had finished that first full marathon, several minutes before this woman did. And I've seen that over and over and over, that the men always win. It's just so for the two to compete, for a man to say, I'm a woman now, or I relate as a woman, and I want to run, therefore, in the women's, section or whatever, that's not fair.
No, you're exactly right, Jerry. And one quick fact just for your listeners. On May 6th, 1954, a runner by the name of Roger Bannister broke the one-mile barrier. He ran the mile in 3 minutes and 59 seconds and 4/10 of a second. To date, no woman has broken the four-minute barrier yet. The record was actually set just 2 years ago in 2019 by Sifan Hassan of the Netherlands, and she had a time of 4 minutes and 12 seconds. This is something, it's not crazy. We're not crazy for recognizing the biological differences between men and women. It's just a fact. And we need to make sure that we don't eliminate the opportunities for our daughters and our sisters to be able to achieve and win championships and have just the same amount of athletic opportunities that we have as men.
And this isn't just something for, you know, fun. Like, as I said, all the kind of running for me is just fun and also just trying to be healthy and lose weight. We're talking about scholarships at stake. We're talking about futures at stake. Elaborate on that.
Exactly. This is the thing, is that scholarships are at stake, college, you know, degrees are at stake. A lot of these girls, their ticket to getting a college degree is through athletic scholarships. You know, sports is such an interesting area of our life because it's something where you get what you put into it and no one can really take it away. And what we're seeing here is that by allowing males to claim and identify as women and compete against them, they are going to be able to take those opportunities and athletics away from women. And we're also seeing a trend of males who aren't able to compete in their own division of males who end up joining the women's leagues and then dominating and getting first and second place and really stealing these opportunities from women. It's a real shame.
I understand there's a lawsuit out of Connecticut from some high schoolers or formerly high school women that should have won, but they were beaten by a biological male that claimed to be a woman.
Yes, that's actually that's right. And this was one of the frustrating things for my organization this year. You know, we ran around $5.5 million in paid advertising, contacting voters and letting them know that the Equality Act, which Joe Biden supports, would destroy women's sports. And we cited 47 cases where this has happened already in the United States, including these Connecticut girls. And Facebook and Twitter and Google, they started censoring our ads. And they claimed that our ads were taking this issue out of context. We know that this is really happening. It's a real issue. And our argument back to Facebook was, this is an argument that's being litigated in federal court. Of course it's happening, and of course it's a real issue, and we need to talk about it before we just change our laws. But they didn't hear us out, and they just shut our ads down.
Could what I had just said about 2 minutes ago, this is a biological male claiming to be a woman, could that statement somehow be classified as hate speech or bigoted?
According to Facebook and Twitter, acknowledging the biological realities of males and females and refusing to use someone's preferred pronouns does constitute hate speech, and they will shut your account down and censor you. We've reached a new age where corporations now and our big tech overlords are trying to change our culture in a very bad way, and we need to reject it in every way possible.
Wow, big tech overlords. Man, that's a great phrase. If one were to try and find that document you referred to before the elections where you had, what was it, 47 or 40-something cases, where would you find that? AmericanPrinciplesProject.org? Where within the website?
Well, what we're doing right now is we're encouraging everyone to sign our petition right now to protect girls' sports. And the domain's very simple. It's protectgirlssports.us. Sign the petition, and we're going to keep everyone updated on what Biden is doing, what the states are doing. You know, there's a lot of movement going on in the states with state AGs and governors who are looking to pass legislation and take action to protect the girls in their states from being able to, protect them in their opportunities to compete in sports.
Okay, so my question is, how can people get that document that so we can actually see the cases? Where would we find it? At protectgirlssports.org? as well as the petition?
Yeah, if people sign up, we send out regular updates,
okay,
and we'll send that out as an update to everyone that signs up, just so that they're armored. This is the other thing about being involved in politics and public policy and APP, is we believe that it's important to empower people with information. We trust people every day, and we trust their ability to use this information in the right way. And so we make sure that everyone that signs our petitions and gets engaged with us, that they know the facts of the matter. They know what's at stake. And they know how much this is actually happening. We're not just making up that this is a threat. This is a real threat to our daughters.
You know, a lot of the people that tout the whole transgender agenda will often use the word science as if, you know, somehow this is the science is on their side and so forth. And that doesn't make sense as far as the XXXY chromosome differences. I'm serious. I mean, it's like they're denying basic biology.
No, that's exactly right. The science is on our side. And I think that when we hear people say, oh, I support science, or, oh, I'm with the science on this one, we have to start calling them out and using this as an example of where the left is actually not on the side of science, where they're on the side of using science to push a non-scientific agenda. That's the real thing at stake here, and that's what we should remind these people of.
Okay, President Biden's been in office just for a couple of weeks now, and already he's been throwing some bones out to the transgender movement.
Yeah, no, Joe Biden has put the transgender movement ahead of all of our girls on day one. We're not talking day two, the next week, or, you know, something he's planning to pass later on in the year as a back-end priority. On day one of his administration, he signed an executive order that instructed every federal agency to come up with rules that would better accommodate people based on their sexual orientation and gender identity. And he specifically names sports. So he's directing, just in layman's term, he's directing the Department of Education to change their rules when it comes to Title IX and how they enforce it, so that if a school does not allow a biological male to compete in women's athletics, if they claim to be a woman, that they are now at risk of losing their educational funding. This is a monstrosity. It's a disaster. And we should all be calling him out and contacting the White House and our elected officials, demanding that they take action to respond to this.
What else has President Biden done related to the transgender movement?
So his executive order is so broad that it's going to change everything. What we're going to see, it's so basically, because it's so broad, it will not only affect sports, it's going to affect our kids' education. So what you're going to start seeing is programs in schools that are designed to teach children about gender identity. And what they're going to frame this as is an anti-bullying campaign, because that was one of the main points that he cited in his executive order, that we need to stop bullying. And frankly, I don't support bullying. I don't know anyone that does support bullying, but how they're going to guise this confusion on gender is through school programs that confuse our kids about gender and teach them all these weird concepts that none of us support. They're going to open up our locker rooms, our bathrooms, our private spaces that are designed for girls to biological men who claim to be women. And I wouldn't be surprised to see some new rules coming out of Health and Human Services that allow that basically further the transgender children movement, where they're performing these experimental treatments on kids and using drugs that are not designed for sex changes on children for the purpose of sex changes.
Oh, okay, we have less than 1 minute to go. In a previous conversation, you once said you think in the future there's going to be some major lawsuits by these kids who were so screwed up by puberty blockers and things like that because of the transgender agenda, and that there's a lot of chaos coming in the future.
Exactly. Jerry, this transgender kids movement, where we're giving our kids artificial hormones, cross-sex hormones, where we're doing surgeries on them when they're 15, 16 years old, these are going to lead to lawsuits. And I bring this up. I talk to the press a lot, and a lot of times they make claims about me and say that, you know, I'm hateful or that I'm transphobic and that I'm attacking children. And I always remind them that this is not It's not about attacking anyone. It's actually about protecting children from these experiments. And when the day comes, when lawsuits start coming through and where these children want to sue the doctors and the people that were responsible for experimenting on them and altering their bodies permanently in a way that they'll never be able to have children again, for example, we will be on the front line suing these doctors and these medical organizations who have been enabling this type of damage and harm to our children to protect them. We are always going to be – I'm more pro-transgender people than anyone else is. I just want to protect them. And that's what my organization seeks to do, is American Principles Project, is we want to protect these kids from this dangerous experimentation where doctors and hospitals and medical associations are profiting off of mutilating them and making them infertile for the rest of their lives.
Wow. And we should always remember that gender dysphoria, the vast majority of the cases resolve themselves, more than 90%, just by the child reaching puberty. AmericanPrinciplesProject.org and ProtectGirlsSports.org. Terry Schilling, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Hey, thanks, Jerry.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye-bye.